Man, there's one thing I've been really enjoying this year. You know who's one artist that I've been really listening to this year? Jack Harlow. I'm gonna be honest with you, Jack Harlow, he has to be probably one of my favorite artists so actually this year, definitely. Cause I remember, if you guys remember Side Piece, if you listen to his album, he took that one like loop verse, like ooh ah, ooh ah, ooh ah, ooh ah, I want you to know that you are really special. He took that from Beautiful, if you guys don't remember that song. He did that song a couple of years ago. I remember. He took that, put that with his song, and took that beautiful part. And I was it took that oh wait, no, not beautiful. That really special. I like how he did that, because not a lot of artists are talented like that. Like they'll go back to an old song and like take that part of the song and make it their own. Not a lot can do that. You know, that's very rare to find with some artists, you know? And that's what I really like about Jack Harlow. He goes back to his old roots with some of his music, like First Class. Like he went back to, First Class by Fergie. He took that piece of that song and made his own version of First Class, and took his own and made his own version. That's what I really like about some of the artists that really show appreciation to some of the old classics, because not a lot of artists do that, you know? It's rare to find, and it's usually the lyrical ones that really be doing that the most, I've noticed. If you barely any mumble rappers are doing it. Barely. You know? So like, yeah, shout out to Jack Harlow, man. Jack Harlow has been my most played this year. Post Malone has also been one of my most played this year as well. I Like You by Post Malone with Doja Cat. That has to be one of my favorite songs that he done released so far for his new album. I didn't even know he was gonna make an album. I thought he stopped after Hollywood's Bleeding, but I guess he didn't stop from there. I heard the entire album. I loved almost every song. Some of them were really freaking good. You did one with Roddy Ricch too. That one was has to be like my tops. That has to be my top three. But I Like You has to be like my first one. I even have that as my ringtone. That's how good that song is. There's another song I really enjoyed this year too. Quicksand. Murray by Murray. That song is very vibey and catchy. If you guys have not listened to it, I suggest you do, because it's a really good song. The lyrics are not too hard to learn. You just gotta listen to it a couple of times, because sometimes you don't be really hearing what he's saying. Really. It's not like he's mumbling. It's like sometimes when you have so much things going on in the background, you can't really catch the lyrics as good as you want to. That's what I meant. You know? Not that he's a mumble rapper, he's not a lyricist. It's that when you have, since you know you might have a big family, you and one of his songs play, you can't really hear it because there's so much going on in the background. So, yeah. But his song Quicksand is really good. I said that's another suggestion of mine, and that's one that I've been listening to most this year. There's a lot of artists that I definitely would recommend. You know, I would go down my top songs of 2022, but that's a long list. I only know half. First Class is the first one. I know that for sure. So, yeah. But hey, I'm back. I'm back to doing podcast episodes. That's something I wanted to share with you of how many of the favorite artists that I've listened to so far this year that I've really enjoyed. And I'll see you guys in the next one.